You've got a 4K monitor, a 21.5 inch 4K monitor, which in Apple speak is colossal, not to be confused with ginormous. I can't decide if the 27 inch is colossal or ginormous, or if the 21.5 is colossal or ginormous. A 5K screen on the 27 inch, a 4K screen on the high end 21.5 inch model. Same basically design. It's a good design. There's no reason to fix the design. A healthy, thoughtful bump in performance. I love the fact that you can get 16 gigabytes on the 21.5 inch versions, 32 gigabytes on the 27 inch versions. This is also one of those moments, because I was looking at the specs on this, and from what I understand, is this is not going to be particularly user accessible RAM, so load it up with all the memory you think you might need in forever, which is, right, 16 or 32 gigabytes max. Graphics configurations are a little painful. Not, for 2D computing, they're fine, and I'm sure there's not a lot of people doing gaming on 21.5, like 3D, certainly not 3D gaming on 21.5 inch MacBooks, but yep. They're obviously, this is a classic moment where Apple's funneling everybody to the more expensive object, right? So, the 4K display is probably absolutely gorgeous on the 21.5 inch iMac. The 5K display on the 27 inch, I think, is excessive. Especially given how much you have to spend to get any kind of, I apologize. They are all running, all the 27-inch iMacs are running Radeon R9 M380, yep, 390 or 395 graphics. So that helps a bunch with performance. But, it's frustrating because they're coming standard with rotating media drives. You can upgrade to a Fusion drive, which is kind of expensive, or what I think is a particularly overpriced SSD option on these. I've done the math, and there's been times when the memory on the MacBook was in line with the market, and there's times when the memory on the MacBook has been a little more expensive, for example. Let me pull up the specs on this, because I just remember thinking, like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now too. Like the 1 terabyte flash drive is a $700 upgrade over their 2 terabyte Fusion drive.
$700
more than the 2 terabyte Fusion drive, right. And their Fusion drives have more cache than kind of your traditional hybrid hard drives do. So
going from 8 gigabytes to 16 gigabytes is $200. Given that I just bought 16 gigabytes of DDR4 for $95. It seems like there's a good, healthy profit margin there. And if you own Apple stock, you're probably excited about this. But, 512 gigabytes of flash storage is $500.
Yeah.
$500. Now, just for fun, let's take a quick gander. Let's go to Amazon.com. Not to suggest that Apple buys its hardware from Amazon.com, but Apple buys a lot of things. Maybe they should. Maybe it costs a lot to preload that hard drive in there. Well, look at this. A Samsung 850 Evo, 250 gigabyte, 2.5 inch SATA 3 internal SSD. And that's selling for, $85. And they're selling 256 gigabytes of flash storage for $200. Well, certainly the 512. You know what? It's probably an M.2 drive, right? Those are pretty. Look at this. A 500 gigabyte M.2 drive is $174.75 singly off of Amazon. And 512 gigabytes of flash storage on the new iMacs is $500. That's a fully
specced out 27 inch 5K Mac iMac.
Yeah.
Is with the higher end processor, 32 gigs of RAM, and the 1 terabyte SSD, and the higher end graphics card is $4,099.
That's a lot of money.
that's a lot of dollars.